Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to podcast number 5, brought to you by our sponsor, Suburban Collection. And I say that because I don't want you to forget to vote in the Suburban Collection Great Charity Giveaway for your favorite local charity. Now, remember, the deadline for voting is this Wednesday, August 24th. 10 charities will share $25,000. So check out dickpurton.com for details. And brought to you by, just like the big guys do,
get out.
Mary Grove Awning. Yep, now with a terrific special for you on the very same size awning that you see me sitting under in front of my home, ladies and gentlemen. Details, and don't I look happy, details in a few minutes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Mr. Purton.
And hello to our special guest today, former Dick Purton Show member. Yes, one of Purton's people, one and the only, Joe Nooney. Hello, Joe.
Well, hello, Jackie. Hello, Dick.
Hello, and Joe.
I think it's great. We just start right off with the commercial. It's awesome.
Well, they do that on TV, though. You know, I watch Seinfeld all the time. You know, he comes on, he does a little quick thing, and then bingo to the commercial.
Actually,
or commercials.
Yeah, they do more than one. You did one, although you had a kind of a double plug in there, but that's okay.
Well, we're getting such incredible feedback from our sponsors.
We are. We're turning them away.
Yeah, we really are. That's right. So anyway, Joe, I haven't seen you in, since Tom Ryan's going away party or something. That's a couple of years ago, so.
Well, we all got together for Christmas last year.
And that's right.
We had a Christmas luncheon, a morning show Christmas show luncheon.
How is it I can't remember that? I paid for it.
That's right, you did.
How many people do we have? 40, 50?
That's right, you did, and that's why we all remember it.
That's
because
why,
you paid for it.
Because I did pay for it.
It was at P.F. Kaching's.
It was.
That's right.
At Somerset Mall.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
But prior to that was the...
We had about 10 people, I guess, right, on the table?
10 or 12, yeah. Oh, it was fun.
When you had all the characters, it turns out to be like 80 or 90 people.
Somebody told me you have a new girlfriend.
I do. I do. You know what? She just moved up here from Florida, actually.
Yeah.
She's, this is going to shock a few people, but she's about 25 years old.
Oh!
Excuse
me, I'm sorry.
She's blind.
No. Uh-huh. No, she's a very petite, little dark-haired girl. And, you know, she was in Ohio.
Hispanic?
No, she's not Hispanic.
Okay, all right,
And I don't want to talk about her too much because she...
Why not?
Well, she really... Really wants to keep her identity secret. I don't.
Oh, really? Now, why would that be?
Huh?
Well, I'm not sure. I tell you what. She loves to party, and she loves kids.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes
one leads to the other.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
You know.
So be careful.
Her name's Casey,
uh-huh.
And she said she's been down in Florida for a long time. So, but you know, there's a lot of lawyers calling her.
Do you know her last name? You know her first name, Casey, but do you know her last name?
Her last name is I think it's Tony. No, Anthony. Anthony.
Anthony. Well, that's interesting.
Oh.
Why?
Well, that does sound familiar. I don't know why, but
you guys couldn't possibly.
But it does.
Know her. You couldn't know her.
No.
Yeah,
could it be we've seen her on TV possibly?
Is she back in
Orlando?
She said she has to go back later this month.
After shopping in Ohio for a while?
Yeah, I'm hoping to go down there and maybe, you know, spend some quality time with her.
Sure, of course.
She said she won't be able to party as much when she's back in Orlando, but,
uh-huh.
You know, I'll wait for that little girl. She's so doggone
she's
cute.
She's quite a little gal, 25 years old.
You know
old.
What she is? Hmm. She's a fireball.
Really? I bet she is.
That's right.
Joe Nooney, I should tell the folks, used to do some voices on the show. And I think a lot of people know that. Among the, Ronald Reagan.
Well, I sure did.
Coleman Young.
as always.
And then when Joe left the show, Big Al took over the Coleman Young impression.
Right.
Yeah. And I actually listened to a couple of podcasts
because
when you invited me over here to do this.
And then
I saw they were on there and I actually figured it out, Jackie, how to play one of them.
Good for you.
And I heard him, because of this old microphone, I heard him do one of my old forgotten characters, Larry King. And he does a horrible Al.
We always knew that. We just couldn't bear to tell him that.
Well, I'm telling him right now in this podcast that he does a...
Let me hear your Larry King.
From Roanoke, Virginia. Hello.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, Al continued to use Roanoke, Virginia. It had to be Roanoke, Virginia to make it really sing. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but, I watched Larry King pretty regularly.
Handsome guy.
Yes.
Tell me about it. I think he's on the market again, isn't he?
Not that I know of.
Oh, I thought he and Shauna. Well, remember, he was supposedly having an affair with her sister?
That's old news. That's a year ago.
Well, doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's true.
You look at a guy like, I don't think I'm God's gift. But
really?
I don't think I'm bad.
Joe. You're kidding me.
And Larry King gets all kinds of chicks. And it's been years. Of course, everyone knows I'm joking about this Casey Anthony. I'm not really dating her.
Oh, you're joking about that. Oh,
because I do have one more comment. Casey. Well, it's kind of funny because, that jury came out and it just shocked the world when they pronounced her. They gave their verdict of innocent. Mm-hmm. But with all the, commotion after they announced their verdict, no one heard what they said after that. It collectively as a jury, they said, but we have one more. We also voted on the OJ.
Did they?
Yeah, and they found him guilty. So
did they? So yes. It all kind of evened out then.
Yeah, every jury always usually comments about
I see.
So.
I feel much better now.
Yes. I do too. I wasn't aware of that. No kidding.
I thought that was a good line.
See, folks, that's why Joe left the show.
Joe was asked to leave the show.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm teasing.
I know you are.
They found her innocent, but they found OJ guilty.
It's Howard Cosell.
Hello again, sports fans. Howard Cosell. Right here. Right there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, you're getting an idea why Joe left the show. Ronald Reagan.
Well.
Buried.
In the great beyond.
Coleman Young.
Heaven is a lot hotter than I thought it would be.
Dead and buried. Howard Cosell.
That's right. In Argentina.
You forgot it for a moment how to do it, didn't you?
Waiting for my good friend Muhammad Ali.
Dead and buried.
That's right.
Joe also did Columbo.
Oh, geez, that was just recent.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could have still come back on the show had there been a show, but he just died like 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
He was terrific.
He was terrific. I talked to him on the phone with him. He had Alzheimer's. And,
I didn't know that.
He did. Yeah, yeah. In fact, one of the comics that came in was telling us that he was seen walking down the street in L.A., or maybe he saw him, I don't remember, but he yelling and screaming different things, and they obviously knew there was something seriously wrong.
When I used to work for the Pistons, we were on the team bus. We were playing in New York.
Were you a player or what?
I was a dunk coach.
Oh, were you?
When you're 5'6".
Did you say dunk or dumb?
Dunk.
Dunk.
Dunk. Dunk. Dunk and dumber,
or dunk.
I guess.
Dunk coach. I see. Right. Okay.
But anyway, there is a story where we were on the bus and we're from the hotel to Madison Square Garden, and it was a day game. It was a playoff game, actually, I think it was. And so, as the bus, was inching through traffic, and we were approaching the building. Everyone on the bus knew. Some people knew I did the Columbo, and they said, "Noonay, look over there, look on the sidewalk." And they opened the door and they literally shoved me out. They wanted me to go up and talk to them. There is Peter Falk.
Oh,
really?
And where on the street in New York, in Madison Square Garden, where is he? He's at a hot dog stand, just like you would imagine.
Is that right?
So
raincoat?
He didn't have a raincoat on. Right. But he was saying that. So I went up behind him. I wanted to say something, but you know how it is when you want to. You just they're bothered all the time. But he was alone. But I got up close enough. Yeah, just put a little mustard on there. That's good.
And just one more thing.
Well, any relish? Yeah, I'd like a little relish.
I mean, I just listened to him, and I didn't.
Did you ever see the movie The In-Laws?
Oh, my God.
With he and Alan Arkin. That is one of the great movies, one of the great comedies of all time.
And again.
That's a top five comedy of all time. 1977 or 9 in through there somewhere.
Somewhere in there, and they've remade it, and it doesn't even come close.
Yeah, the one with Michael Douglas and Albert Brooks.
Yeah, it's horrible.
See the original, folks. Rent the movie, whatever. It is really Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, don't rewrite the Bible. You know what I mean? It was good. It was perfect the first time. Let it go.
Sheldon.
That's it.
Serpentine.
The In-Laws.
We don't have to explain it. It was just one of the great lines.
We don't have to, but we just did.
When Alan Arkin said, "You were involved with the Bay of Pigs. Are you kidding me, Sheldon? That was my idea."
I'm sure it loses something in the translation there, folks, but it's worth seeing. It really is worth seeing.
Oh, yeah.
I am so glad that you're doing well here. Could you wait? Hold on a second, will you, Joe?
Yeah.
I want to just tell you and all the listeners out there, we've got another sponsor. I mean, these are the people that make this thing possible.
Are we sold out?
They make it possible.
Well, kind of, if you could count two sold out. Anyway, this is a friend of mine, Mike Fallahy, and I've done these commercials for Mike on the radio for years, and now he's with us on the podcast, and he owns and operates one of the largest manufacturers of retractable awnings in the U.S., Merrygrove Awning, not in Livonia, since 1931. They've got a special deal going on right now. You know the picture of me sitting under the awning? That's a Merrygrove Awning, naturally. That's a 12 by 10. They got a deal going on all 12 by 10s right now. They're green. They must have had some material or something, I guess.
Glad somebody is green these days.
You're right. And they made a lot of these awnings. Only $1,495 for an awning identical to the one you see me sitting under. Merrygrove Awning, they're at 12,700 Merriman Road. They invite you just south of 96. They invite you to come out and see the showroom. $1,495, that's the price while supplies last. So you can roll out a vacation in your very own backyard, front yard. That's my front yard there. So call Merrygrove Awning today for details from Mike Fallahy and his people on the special offer from Merrygrove Awning, $1,495. 1-800-44-AWNING. 1-800-44-AWNING, or go to merrygrove.com. You'll see your ads at thepurton.com, too.
You got to have a good awning. You got to have a good awning.
Everybody has to have a good awning.
And awnings are contagious. If your neighbor awns,
you're right.
Suddenly
if your neighbor awns,
you find
you
yourself
on too.
Awning, too. It's crazy.
You are right on the money.
Thank you.
Exactly. Well, maybe Merrygrove, put together a little kickback scheme. Anyone gets awning, their neighbor gets one, you get $50. What does that sound like?
That sounds pretty good. No kidding.
They'll be thrilled to have that on there.
Mrs. Colombo would go nuts over that one.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Hitler this week? You know, no podcast can go by without a Hitler story.
When I was on my way over here, I was driving, and I was going, please, I hope he brings up Hitler.
Trust me. I spent a lot of time with the man. It comes off often.
That guy just can't beat the bad rap.
As Mel Brooks said, he was a mean drunk.
But a great dancer.
A great dancer. That's right. He didn't say that. Was that History of the World Part 1? Where he said that?
I can't remember.
But anyway, this is true. This was in the news this week, so it's kind of the story of the week. At least I thought so. The British had a plan to turn Hitler into a woman. Okay? Sounds a little strange. Right. Okay? They had a plan through one of their spies who allegedly, they claim, was in his entourage, which is nonsense. But anyway, to make him more feminine. What would that be? Like estrogen?
Yeah, estrogen. They were just discovering female hormones at that point.
Yeah, make him more docile. You know, less mean, less testosterone and more female hormones.
A kind dictator. A warm and passionate dictator.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that if he had all that stuff, that the war would probably not have lasted as long as it did.
I'd say about 5 to 7 days.
Depending. 5 to 7 days.
5 to 7 days.
If he was a woman.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Okay.
I understand. Mm-hmm. How about if they had a show? They didn't have a television, but if they had The View on in Germany during those days, and if he would watch The View every day for a break or something,
right.
He probably would have shot himself.
That's right.
Would have ended the war.
That's right. Of course, he would have been careful when he was marching with those high leg kicks if he was wearing a dress. You know, because I never thought of that.
No one would
want to see the Führer's private parts.
And the Führer was a private during World War One. See how it all ties in? That's
he
right.
Was. Mm-hmm. You know, you used to talk about addiction to history. Anything about Hitler.
When he said addiction, I started to sweat bullets. I didn't know where Joe was going.
Well,
yes, Joe.
That's because I am addicted to the History Channel. History Channel
sucks now, and I'll be honest about it. It's no longer what it used to be. It's about guys making things now and rifles and
oh, well, they
and
have a lot of that.
And how you do, you know, you build a house and all this stuff. And I'm saying, what is this doing on the History Channel?
I know. Didn't they start a new one, though?
Well, the Military Channel.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that.
I've watched that, but not as much. But they also have, I love the universe and how the Earth was made. Some of those are, mm-hmm. are really, really good. But
how old, let me ask you this. How old is the universe is? How old is it?
Well, the Earth is 5 billion years old. 4.
Really?
5 billion years old.
Really?
And the universe is about a week older than that, I think.
Okay, gotcha.
It started about,
nailed it, Joe.
I think so. Yeah.
Right on the money.
5 billion is the new 3 billion, by the way, so we're looking good.
But the point I was trying to make was that I watch anything about it. When I see Hitler, you know, I just watch it.
And there's so many guys I know like that. Same thing. Same as you and
it's
me.
It's fascinating.
The Hitler thing. That's why they show it all the time on TV and the military channel.
I guess.
It's a big tune-in.
But if Hitler had been a woman,
yeah.
the Battle of the Bulge would have been a whole different story. Let me tell you right now. He would have been a Jenny Craig or Jenny Craig Heist or whatever it would be in German.
But there was one more thing. Were you going to say something, Joe?
Well, yeah. What I was going to say is what I really didn't realize fully, I know there were attempts on his life. There were attempts. There were like a dozen attempts on his life.
Yeah.
And all with bombs. That all they had to do was blow up the bomb. They had bombs on his plane that didn't go off.
Right. All that kind of stuff.
Guys were trying to kill him every week.
Something I don't know.
And he had
joking?
Such a short fuse.
That's right. He
did. He really did, didn't he? In more than one way.
Yes.
In more than one way.
You know Ava.
Oh, did you talk to her, did you?
The poor Fuhrer.
Well, listen, Joe, it's been great having you on the show today. Okay. Thank you very much. It's been great seeing you again.
Are we done already?
Yeah, it's not like the old four-hour, five-hour show. It's this is kind of like, you know, 10, 15 minutes,
yeah,
something like that.
Spin any tunes or come back or anything.
Well, one of the things I do want to say was the, we had said we hadn't seen each other in a while prior to the holidays,
yeah.
It was the last week. I came out there a couple times and we're on the last show, and I just enjoyed the heck out of it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought an idea would be,
yeah, uh-huh.
This is a perfect segue to this.
Oh, this is great.
Every year or so, we should get the whole crew together.
Yeah.
Everyone that contributed to the show, mm-hmm. over the years, and do like a reunion show. And just go in there, just gab and talk and have fun.
You think so?
And if it worked good, then maybe we could do it, you know, maybe daily, you know.
Really?
You know, like 6 to 10 in the morning, yeah. And, you know, just Monday through Friday, and just...
I see what you mean.
If the reunion show worked good, we could just keep doing one.
I'm really sorry you said that, because I've had a lot of people since we began the podcast, and before, that they wanted it to be a daily thing. And
yeah.
I said, no, not that. Once a week is fine. And then the other 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Jackie and I put it in print.
Right.
You know, dickburton.com.
Okay, there you go.
So thanks for the idea, and thanks for bringing it up, Joe. Thank you very much. We sure appreciate that.
We'll see you at next year's Christmas lunch.
That's right.
Look at all these jokes I wrote.
Next time. Hey, that's it. Brought to you by Suburban Collection. Don't forget to vote by Wednesday. Your local charity may win part of $25,000. Go to dickburton.com for details. And by Mary Grove Awning. You'll see me sitting under my awning in front of my house right there, folks. Special right now, $1,495 for an awning, green awning, the same size. That's
the deal. It's retractable.
While supplies last. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it very much, Joe. It's great to see you again.
It's great to be here.
We'll have you back, buddy.
I hope so.
Okay. Unlike the show where we...
Yeah.
Broke it.
And as a matter of fact, you read over some of the jokes I prepared. Maybe I won't prepare anymore. The ones I wrote weren't that good.
See you guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.